Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hails reforms in space sector benefiting youth of the country. In his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, asserts entry of youngsters from non-political background into politics will be transformative for the country's future. Prime Minister says Har Ghar Tiranga campaign has woven entire country into a thread of togetherness. Mr. Modi distributes certificates to 11 lakh new Lakhpati Didis at Jalgaon in Maharashtra, releases bank loan of 5,000 crore rupees to benefit over 2,35,000 self-help groups. CBI conducts searches at 15 places in Kolkata over financial irregularities in R.G. Kar Medical College and Hospital. And in badminton, Tanvi Patri clinches girls under 15 singles title at the Asia Championships. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today hailed the advancement of India's space sector. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi said the youth of the nation has benefited greatly by the reforms in the space sector. The Prime Minister emphasized the significance of the National Space Day celebration on the 23rd of this month, marking the success of Chandrayaan 3 mission.
21st sadi ke Bharat mein kitna hi kuch aisa ho raha hai jo viksit Bharat ki neev majboot kar raha hai. Jaise इस 23 अगस्त को ही हम सब देशवासियों ने पहला नेशनल स्पेस डे मनाया. मुझे विश्वास है कि आप सब ने इस दिन को सेलिब्रेट किया होगा, एक बार फिर चंद्रयान 3 की सफलता का जश्न मनाया होगा. साथियों, देश के युवाओं को स्पेस सेक्टर रिफॉर्म से भी काफी फायदा हुआ है.
During the program, Prime Minister Modi also interacted with a team from space tech startup GalaxEye, which was launched by the alumni of IIT Madras. The Prime Minister said that the space ecosystem is becoming vibrant.
आपने मिलकर GalaxEye शुरू करने का फैसला किया. मैं आज जरा उसके विषय में भी जानना चाहता हूँ. इसके साथ ही ये भी बताएं कि आपकी टेक्नोलॉजी से देश को कितना लाभ होने वाला है.
हमारी जो ये टेक्नोलॉजी है, ये अंतरिक्ष से बादलों के आर पार देख सकती है और ये रात्रि में भी देख सकती है. तो हम इससे देश के किसी भी कोने के ऊपर रोज एक साफ तस्वीर खींच सकते हैं. और ये जो डेटा हमें आएगा, इसका उपयोग हम दो क्षेत्रों में विकास करने के लिए करेंगे. पहला है भारत को अत्यंत सुरक्षित बनाना और दूसरा है भारत के किसानों को सशक्त बनाना.
In his latest monthly broadcast, the Prime Minister reflected on his Independence Day speech this year from Red Fort, appealing to 1 lakh youth from non-political background to connect with the political system. He said it has garnered a tremendous response and a large number of youth are eagerly ready to enter politics. He asserted that entry of youngsters from non-political background into politics will prove transformative for the country's future.
इस विषय पर मुझे देश भर के युवाओं के पत्र भी मिले हैं. कुछ युवाओं ने लिखा कि उनके पास जमीनी स्तर पर काम करने का अच्छा अनुभव है, इसलिए वे लोगों की समस्याओं को सुलझाने में मददगार बन सकते हैं. कुछ युवाओं ने ये भी लिखा कि परिवारवादी राजनीति नई प्रतिभाओं का दमन कर देती है. कुछ युवाओं ने कहा कि इस तरह के प्रयासों से हमारे लोकतंत्र को और मजबूती मिलेगी. मुझे उम्मीद है कि अब ऐसे युवा राजनीति में आगे आ सकेंगे.
Speaking about the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign, the Prime Minister said the initiative has woven the entire country into a thread of togetherness and display the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shrestha Bharat in true sense. He mentioned about the Tiranga rally at Riyasi in Jammu and Kashmir on the Chenab Railway Bridge, the tallest railway bridge in the world. Expressing pride, Mr. Modi said, whoever viewed these pictures, their hearts swelled with delight.
Swatantrata Divas अब एक सामाजिक पर्व भी बनता जा रहा है. लोग अपने घरों को तिरंगा माला से सजाते हैं. स्वयं सहायता समूह से जुड़ी महिलाएं लाखों झंडे तैयार करती. ई कॉमर्स प्लेटफॉर्म पर तिरंगे में रंगे सामानों की बिक्री बढ़ जाती है. स्वतंत्रता दिवस के अवसर पर देश के हर कोने, जल थल नभ, हर जगह हमारे झंडे के तीन रंग दिखाई दिए।
Prime Minister Modi also shared his thoughts on the bond of love between human beings and animals.
इंसानों और जानवरों के प्यार पर आपने कितनी सारी फिल्में देखी होगी, लेकिन एक रियल स्टोरी इन दिनों असम में बन रही है। असम में तिनसुकिया जिले के एक छोटे से गांव बारेकुरी में मोरान समुदाय के लोग रहते हैं और इसी गांव में रहते हैं हुलॉक गिबन, जिन्हें यहाँ होलो बंदर कहा जाता है। इस गांव के लोगों का हुलॉक गिबन के साथ बहुत गहरा संबंध है। गांव के लोग अपने पारंपरिक मूल्यों का पालन करते हैं, इसलिए उन्होंने वो सारे काम किए जिससे गिबन्स के साथ उनके रिश्ते और मजबूत हो।
Sharing another such incident, Mr. Modi said some youths in Arunachal Pradesh have started using the 3D printing technology to protect wild animals from being hunted for their horns and tusks.
Nadbam Bapu aur Likha Nana ke netrutv mein ye team janwaron ke alag alag hisson ki 3D printing karti hai. Janwaron ke singh ho, daant ho, ye sab 3D printing se taiyar hote hain. Isse fir ड्रेस और टोपी जैसी चीजें बनाई जाती है। ये गजब का अल्टरनेटिव है जिसमें बायोडिग्रेडेबल मटेरियल का उपयोग होता है। ऐसे अद्भुत प्रयासों की जितनी भी सराहना की जाए कम है।
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर अर्ज पीपल टू टेक पार्ट इन कैच द रेन मूवमेंट एंड ऑल्सो इन द एक पेयर माँ के नाम कैंपेन।
मैं आप सभी से बारिश के इस मौसम में सावधानी बरतने के साथ ही कैच द रेन मूवमेंट का हिस्सा बनने का भी आग्रह दोहराऊंगा। मैं आप सभी को एक पेड़ माँ के नाम अभियान की याद दिलाना चाहूंगा। ज्यादा से ज्यादा पेड़ लगाएं और दूसरों से भी इसका आग्रह करें।
On World Sanskrit Day, which was celebrated a few days ago, Mr. Modi shared the story of Vytis Vidunas, a professor in Lithuania, who has embarked upon a unique endeavor, Sanskrit on the rivers.
कुछ लोगों का एक ग्रुप वहाँ नेरिस रिवर के किनारे जमा हुआ और वहाँ उन्होंने वेदों और गीता का पाठ किया। यहाँ ऐसे प्रयास पिछले कुछ वर्षों से निरंतर जारी है। आप भी संस्कृत को आगे बढ़ाने वाले ऐसे प्रयासों को सामने लाते रहिए।
In today's Mann Ki Baat episode, Prime Minister Modi also touched upon the issue of fitness, its importance in the lives of people, and listed out various government initiatives to promote the cause.
हम सबके जीवन में फिटनेस का बहुत महत्व है। फिट रहने के लिए हमें अपने खान पान, रहन सहन सब पर ध्यान देना होता है। लोगों को फिटनेस के प्रति जागरूक करने के लिए ही फिट इंडिया अभियान की शुरुआत की गई। स्वस्थ रहने के लिए आज हर आयु, हर वर्ग के लोग योग को अपना रहे हैं। लोग अपनी थाली में अब सुपर फूड मिलेट्स यानी स्त्री अन्न को जगह देने लगे हैं। इन सभी प्रयासों का उद्देश्य यही है कि हर परिवार स्वस्थ हो।
Mr. Modi said in a few days the Paralympics will commence in Paris and 140 crore Indians are cheering for the athletes and players of the country.
आने वाले दिनों में पेरिस में पैरालंपिक्स शुरू हो रहे हैं। हमारे दिव्यांग भाई बहन वहां पहुंचे हैं। 140 करोड़ भारतीय अपने एथलीट और खिलाड़ियों को चीयर कर रहे हैं। आप भी #cheerforbharat के साथ अपने खिलाड़ियों को प्रोत्साहन दीजिए।
Prime Minister Modi greeted people for the upcoming festivals of Janmashtami, Ganesh Chaturthi, Onam, Milad un-Nabi and Telugu Bhasha Divas. UN Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has chaired a bilateral meeting on US-India civil nuclear commerce in New Delhi. The Ministry of Science and Technology today said that the meeting highlighted the deepening cooperation between the two nations in critical areas including science, technology and clean energy. During the meeting, Dr. Singh announced that an Indian astronaut from the Gaganyaan mission is set to join the International Space Station, marking a significant milestone in Indo-US space collaboration. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today distributed certificates to 11 lakh new Lakhpati Didis during an event at Jalgaon in Maharashtra. Mr. Modi also felicitated these Lakhpati Didis who recently became Lakhpati during the third term of the NDA government. The Prime Minister also interacted with them. These Lakhpati Didis are earning more than 1 lakh rupees per annum. During the program, Mr. Modi released a revolving fund, Community Investment Fund of 2,500 crore rupees, which will benefit about 48 lakh members of 4,03,000 self-help groups, SAGs. The Prime Minister also released a bank loan of 5,000 crore rupees, which will benefit 25,08,000 members of more than 2,35,000 self-help groups. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said in the last 10 years, 1 crore women became Lakhpati Didis, and in only 2 months, another 11 lakh Lakhpati Didis were added.
3 crore aisi behne jo self-help group pe kaam karti hai, jinki ek saal ki kamai 1 lakh rupiye se adhik hogi. Bite 10 varshon mein 1 crore Lakhpati Didi bani. और सिर्फ 2 महीने में 11 लाख और लखपति दीदी उसमें जुड़ गई.
In the evening, Prime Minister Modi will reach Jodhpur in Rajasthan. He will be the chief guest at the concluding ceremony of the Platinum Jubilee celebrations of the Rajasthan High Court. In West Bengal, CBI conducted searches at 15 places this morning in connection with allegations of financial irregularities in RG Corp Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata related to the rape and murder case of a trainee doctor. A team of CBI is interrogating former principal of the medical college, Dr. Sandeep Ghosh, at his residence. Another team is questioning the new principal and the vice principal of RG Corp Medical College. Besides, other CBI teams interrogated Professor Dr. Debashish Som, former hospital superintendent, and vice principal Dr. Sanjay Vashisht and medical supplier Bipal Singh at the residences. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant declared a 48-hour nationwide state of emergency this morning after the military launched preemptive strikes against Hezbollah in Lebanon. The emergency measures was effective from this morning, which aims to empower the Israeli Defense Forces to implement crucial directives, including restrictions on public gatherings and the closure of vulnerable sites. The decision comes in response to a significant escalation of hostilities with Hezbollah, claiming responsibility for firing over 320 rockets and several explosive-laden drones at northern Israel. The founder and CEO of popular messaging application Telegram, Pavel Durov, was arrested at La Bourget Airport outside Paris yesterday. French authorities have stated that Durov's arrest was made under a warrant related to offences connected to the Telegram platform. The investigation was focused on lack of moderators on Telegram that allowed criminal activity. After Durov's arrest, the Russian embassy in France is taking immediate steps to gather more information about the situation. On to sports. In badminton, India's Tanvi Patri clinched the under-15 girls singles title at the Asia Under-17 and Under-15 Junior Championships at Chengdu in China today. Tanvi defeated second seed Nguyen Thi Thu Haigen of Vietnam 22-20, 21-11 in the final match. The 13-year-old shuttler won the title without dropping a single game. In the Under-17 boys singles, Gyanana Dattu TT lost to Indonesia's Raditya Bayu Vardhana and will return home with a bronze medal. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall in Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Central Maharashtra, Gujarat, Saurashtra and Kutch today. Very heavy rainfall is also likely for Assam and Meghalaya today. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hails reforms in space sector benefiting youth of the country. In his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, asserts entry of youngsters from non-political background into politics will be transformative for the country's future. Prime Minister says Har Ghar Tiranga campaign has woven the entire country into a thread of togetherness. Mr. Modi distributes certificates to 11 lakh new Lakhpati Didis at Jalgaon in Maharashtra, releases bank loan of 5,000 crore rupees to benefit over 2,35,000 self-help groups. CBI conducts searches at 15 places in Kolkata over financial irregularities in RG Corp Medical College and Hospital. And in badminton, Tanvi Patri clinches girls under-15 singles title at the Asia Championships. And with that, we end the Midday News.